Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I'm your host. It's Wednesday night. Jason's by my side. What you doing, buddy? How you doing?
I'm just going to answer this one question.
Yeah.
I'm doing fine, and I'm going to shut my mouth for the rest of the intro because apparently I distract you, and you know you can't get through everything fast enough. So I'm just going to sit back. Go ahead.
What's up, Raldos? How you doing, buddy? Listen, first and foremost, I want to give a shout out.
Hey, man, you're wasting time, man.
Yeah, I know, but that's what Wednesdays are all about. Wednesdays are about chuckling it up a little bit. I want to give a shout out to Rod and Jody, who tomorrow are going to be recording their, well, I guess today when you're listening to this, I don't know, whenever, are going to be recording their 400th episode of the Road FS podcast. Congratulations, guys. 400, man. We're at like 264, I think.
I think I'm going to be a guest.
Are you?
Yeah.
Lucky bastard.
I think I actually might be co-hosting it too.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
because Rod's by himself.
So when he posted it, I was like, oh, dude. Like, I won't have my boss here. Your boss won't be there. It'll be perfect. What could go wrong? He was like, oh, yeah. Fantastic idea.
Nice. Well, good. That's good for you, man. Give you a little shout out. The little part-time gig. Yeah. Website. Coolest website on the planet in detailing. TheDetailSolutionsPodcast.com. Why? Well, because it's for us. It's all about us. It has all the links on where you can find us and social media and whatnot. I take that back. Not all the links, because I got to put the TikTok on there, and I think I got to put the YouTube on there. But, I mean, the important ones, Facebook and Instagram, are on there. You know, no, nobody watches us on YouTube, really.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I've been keeping track. Not a lot of people, but they watch us on YouTube.
Okay. All right, if you say so. It also has the Apple link and the Spotify link, which are the two main places where we get all our listens from. For those of you that are listening on any other platform, that's awesome. I don't even know any other platforms to listen to it on, but there's a couple other ones out there. We also have our preferred vendor page, which are lovely sponsors. Give you guys a nice little discount code so you can go and buy some stuff from them, spend a little bit of money with them, and in turn, the more money you spend with them, they'll spend money with us, and then the more money we get from them, the funnier we get. Hashtag money, money, funny. And then we also have the merch store, which nobody's buying anything on there, but if you wanted to buy a t-shirt, support the show, a hat, a hoodie, whatever, that's on there. We mentioned YouTube. We are not live on YouTube anymore. Jason's doing something a little bit different. I actually do kind of like it that you're doing these little thumbnails and stuff.
Did you see the recent one?
Yeah. I had to screenshot it to be able to zoom in to see what was in like the little talk bubble.
You could have just asked me. I would have sent you the picture, yo.
Yeah, I know, but I was busy, and it was easier for me to screenshot and zoom in and then delete the picture.
Yeah,
but on YouTube, we are the Detail Solutions Podcast. That's our channel. Go check us out there. Like, share, follow, subscribe, hit the notification button, all that fun stuff. TikTok. We're almost at 600 on TikTok. Yep. We're getting there. TikTok is the Detail Solutions Pod. Check us out there. Please go follow. Jason wants you to like all the videos and wants you to watch all the videos. I don't care. I just want the followers to where we can get live and we can click live on Restream and put this right onto YouTube. I think it would be funny. Randy says thumbnails are awesome. So thanks, yeah, Randy. We appreciate that. Actually, Randy, we were just talking about you before we came on air. I'm not trying to blow you off, dude. I need to call you and talk to you. Randy's doing a fishing tournament for. We'll give him a little shout. We're just doing a fishing tournament Wednesday before MTE. So if you're coming down to MTE and you want to hang out with some of the PDR guys and some of the detailers are doing a fishing tournament, I'm gonna call him and get more information on it, where, when, times, all that fun stuff, so we can help him promote it. I think Jason's gonna
I'm gonna be casting my rod.
He's gonna be taking his little Disney princess ugly stick out there and you know, some bread that he's gonna ball up and put on a hook and try and catch some stuff.
I want to give one shout out real quick before we move on. This TikTok is working. So we got a message earlier today from Grim Cleaner Detailing asking if we had a YouTube channel, if he was on Spotify. I said, yes, we're on both. Sent him both links to him. He said, awesome. I'm going to give you guys a follow and a subscribe and all that stuff. And he's probably going to watch this hopefully tonight because he's like, yeah, I'll catch you guys on tonight. So shout out to Grim Cleaner Detailing.
But we're not streaming on YouTube.
No, but I told him we're going to find the podcast on our Facebook page.
Okay, on Facebook. I'm sorry. I zoned out when you were talking.
Thanks a lot. See, this is why I don't really talk, because I just get shit on it. I do all this hard work, man. I don't get paid for it.
Man, I appreciate it so much, dude. You don't know. this podcast is going to fall apart. Visually, if you ever leave and quit, typical Amish. Yeah. Like, where were we at? Okay, TikTok.
We're talking about our social media pages.
Yep, TikTok. The Detail Solutions Pod. Please go follow us there. Get us to 1,000 so we can start going live. It'd be so much fun. Yeah. And if you would like to be a guest, like Maddie Burrows was last week, make my life a whole lot easier, you can email us at detailsolutionspodcast@gmail.com and just say, hey, guys, I want to be on the show. Or, hey, Alex, I want to be on the show. I don't think Jason looks at the email. I think I gave him the password and all that stuff.
I have it. I just don't look at it.
Yeah. And please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit the notification button anywhere that you are listening to us. We appreciate a glowing 5-star review. Would be awesome. And man, I don't know what it is about our listeners in the USA, but man, for the last 3 weeks, we are not charting on Chartable. So that's another thing we need. We need you guys listening more. We're charting everywhere else. Just not in the USA. We are not even ranked for the last 3 weeks. It's crazy.
Our own country don't even like us.
I know, man.
I mean, that seems to be the theme in America nowadays anyway. So
they're tired of us, man. They're like, these fucking guys don't know what they're talking about. Think that they're popular. They're not sitting at the... sit at the cool kids table and they're not cool kids.
I got a trophy back there that says I'm a cool kid.
Yeah. Walt's wife says he needs to listen more. Yeah, you should. Cam says my OnlyFans is more popular or is very popular. I wish I had an OnlyFans, Cam, at this point. I don't know. All right, let's you got a pretty good topic, so let's jump into a commercial and we'll come back and we'll introduce our guest and jump into the topic. Oh, one last thing. Don't call now because we're doing a phone call, but we do have the hotline powered by Enzo North America tonight. If you would like to call in for this topic, that phone number is scrolling across the bottom of the screen. But in case you can't read, it's 689-610-2275. We're going to commercial. Don't call right now. We'll be right back.
Tell us about your little wheelie journey you had yesterday. How'd that go on the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair. A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite like the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
A lot of guys were generally trying out going, huh, these things are cool. But it was good fun, especially on this floor. Like, this is a legit carpet and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
Get in its stride. Yeah, well done. It's a cool chair. I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very.
Yeah.
So do you think retailers should invest in a Viper chair?
You know what? My name's Alan Medcraft. And I would say go buy Viper.
Make sure to go to viperindustrial.com and at checkout, use the code DSP to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon, so whatever Viper's giving you off, get another $25 as well.
Do you own a detailing business but want to improve your success online? Or are you just starting out but not even sure where to begin? Let Detailers Roadmap guide you down the road to success. Detailers Roadmap is an all-in-one web solution for your auto detailing business. A custom website designed to help you attract and retain customers without breaking the bank. We'll write and design your website from start to finish and provide ongoing support to ensure it's working great for you. Our custom website packages include everything you need to succeed online. And with our local SEO services, we'll make sure your business gets noticed by customers in your area. So why wait? It's time to take your auto detailing business to the next level with an all-in-one website solution from Detailers Roadmap. Visit detailersroadmap.com to get started today.
All right. And we've got the one and only Chris Williams with us. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, fellas. How about y'all?
You know, we can't complain. We're hanging out with our friends, you know, having some fun. Yeah. Reese, good way to make me laugh. Appreciate that that comment there, buddy. Yep. That was a good one. So we were supposed to have a different guest on tonight, and he forgot he was going to be out of town. You know, not a big deal. We pivot, rescheduled. But Jason had a great idea a couple of weeks. I guess it's a great idea a couple of weeks ago, and it actually kind of fits. It actually kind of fits with what happened. And the idea was, what do you do when a client cancels, you know, last minute, or, you know, especially like mobile guys or something, if you know, all of a sudden get a rainstorm or something like that, and now you can't go take care of your clients or whatever, how do you, you know, deal with that? How do you, you know, be productive for your day or whatnot? And so, you know, like Jason said, it
on social media.
What's that?
That shit all the time. Instead of bitching on
social media. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of people that get on social media and kind of
bitch about it. Fucking client never showed up, or this client just had to reschedule. Like, Jesus, guy, you get so angry. Use that anger for something else.
Yeah, you know? Or you could do like Reese and just sit in the car and stare at the windshield.
Yeah, don't make your problem our problem, all right? Go in your fucking car and cry.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So I mean, you know, again, we had to pivot last night. You know, so this is what we kind of did was, you know, I threw an offer out there if somebody wanted to come on. I think, Chris, I think you were the only person that saw that post because you messaged me and I was like, let's do it. And I took the post down and there was like no other likes, comments, or anything. let's kind of dive into this. I mean, Chris, what do? You know, if you have a last minute cancellation or some inclement weather or something like that that prevents you from, you know,
I am mobile, so I am affected by the weather. I'm very used to this. Living in the Southeast, you know how it is. Pop up thunderstorms mid afternoon. Usually try to do my work early, knock that out. But this happens. It happens, and I don't look at it as downtime. That's actually my marketing time. That's my networking time. That is something else. I am constantly working on my business instead of in my business at that point in time. So I just do that role, that transfer, that just pass on and move on just to something else, whether it be some type of social media post or go out and network with my business owners, get with them, and talk with them all the time. So, that's usually the way I do it.
Yeah.
There's no downtime. And this ain't coming from me. I learned this. This has been passed on to me. This is what some of the big wigs in the industry have told me to do. You know, I learned this very early on and I just make it a habit now, you know, whether it be bad weather or some type of other cancellation. If I can't move another priority client up, because I usually got a little waiting list I like to try to keep.
Yeah.
Somebody saying, hey, I'm open to, if you got a cancellation, let me know. I'll jump in that spot. Great. I usually keep a list by priority and I'll jump on that. If I don't have that, it's time to do that networking, that real business relationship out there in my community and stuff, you know?
Yeah. Do you ever take that time to, you know, instead of like maybe, you know, the jumping into the marketing and the website and the social media and all that stuff to be like, okay, now's the day that, you know, we're going to clean out the van or clean out the truck or the trailer or whatever like that, you know, restock it, reorganize it, you know, whatever.
Absolutely. I try to do that at the end every day. You know, I'm usually restage everything. I got everything ready for the next morning. So I just jump in my van and roll out.
Yeah.
But you know, I do need to, you know, I take care of washing, maintaining, any type of maintenance work on my vehicles, my tools, you know, go through generator, pressure washer, make sure everything's in check, you know?
Right.
So it's not costing me money in the rolling around. The way I look at it is me pre-planning and during my downtime of what may happen, that's going to take up for one of those slow days later on in the year that everybody complains about later.
Yeah.
I'm working on filling that spot.
Yeah. No, and that's smart. I mean, you know, one of the things that I did recently and kind of for this is because I get it every now and then where, you know, I mean, for me, thankfully it's kind of never been like a last minute. It's always kind of like, you know, somebody that has a, you know, maybe a coding job or a bigger polishing job or something booked. You know, they'll call me a, you know, couple days out and like, oh, you know, something came, whatever the reason or whatever the excuse is, you know.
That's a perfect comment. Keep going though. Keep going. We'll get to that comment after.
You know, they usually give me a couple of days. And one of the things that I did was, you know, talking with Rod and Jody at SDC, with Road about the Road FS software. Is one of the things that we could do with that is, you know, hit an email out to all my clients, you know, so it's nice to be able to like throw together a little like, you know, hey, we had a cancellation this week, you know, running a special if somebody needs something or whatever. And I can just click and it like emails out to all of my clientele, which is nice because then that gives me the opportunity to hopefully try and fill that spot, you know, to not lose hopefully as much money, you know, hopefully I can fill it with the same thing or at least maybe a couple of jobs that'll equal the same amount. So it would be all right.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're not taking deposits, take deposits too.
Yeah. I mean, and that's kind of the thing. I mean, I haven't taken deposits yet because it hasn't happened to me enough to really burn me. And honestly, like, most of the ones that are cancellations that I've had are just little bullshit jobs anyway. So it's like, all right, whatever, you know, like, you know, I've had very few, you know, like coding jobs that really would have like fucked my week kind of, you know, deal. So I've been fortunate with that, but yeah, I know. That's the one thing everybody says is deposits, you know, take the deposits and
I do on, like you said, I do on the larger type jobs, you know, I usually do smaller types, you know, I can't, that's easily replaceable. Also another thing I do, I know, you know, there's some other local guys that are close to me and, you know, mobile detailers and stuff. And, you know, if I'm getting too busy, I'll reach out to them. Hey man, how's work going? How's business going? You know, and if he says he's slow, I'm like, hey, you interested in a job, you know, pass him on some work, you know?
Yeah.
I try to help out a lot of guys in the area as well. Cause I mean, we all got to eat and
right. Exactly. Yeah.
So,
yeah, no, I mean, and let's just face it. I mean, then there's just times that, I mean, I don't know how you are, but I mean, there's some times that I'm just like, fuck it. I'm going home, you know, like it's a day off. Like I need to recoup, you know,
nobody's saying to like, you know, work yourself to the bone, but like, if you get some time, you know, whether a client cancels, reschedules, or inclement weather, like make better use of your time than bitching about it on Facebook. Like Walt said that, you know, just by Chris talking about what he does on his days that he doesn't have nothing going on, just reminded him that he left water in his vacuum. So now that's going to smell great for him when he empties it. So like you work yourself too much, or if you just don't do nothing with your time, that's how you're going to end up. You're going to end up like Walt, forgetting that you have booty juice in your vacuum.
Yeah. And that's always the good smelling stuff too. With vacuum extractor, whichever, it's always the good.
I guarantee you it's that orange shop vac, baby.
Yeah, the rigid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stats is fishing.
You would maybe come down to Florida and come bass fishing with me in February.
Yeah. Dude, you just need to get you like a little stacked, you know, team.
Oh, I'm about to get a stacked team.
Yeah.
We're going to bring home that reward money.
Nice. What's maybe something that you've done on a day off, or not a day off, but like a cancellation or whatever, that maybe is something that most people might not think about, right? Because I mean, obviously the main things are, you know, clean up the shop or clean up the truck or the van, work on social media or marketing or something like that, or just say fuck it, I'm taking a day off. Like, what would be something that maybe some that people don't think about that they could do to try and like, you know, be productive?
So like I said, networking with other businesses. So I got a local truck builder here. He builds a lot of off-road for some very high-end clients. Okay. So I check in with him a lot, to check in, just go in, fellowship, talk to others, see how they're doing.
Yeah.
Body shops, things of that nature. Get face to face, not just, you know, making a phone call. I'm walking in there, I'm talking to people. Hey, how's business? How are things going? I'm not talking, I'm not selling, I'm not doing anything. I'm just holding a conversation. How's your business? Everything good? You know, building that relationship right there. And that and people will come in and be like, yo, Chris, what you up? What's up? What you doing? You know, and I just come in to chit chat. So, you know, yes, it may be business type related, but to me, they're just seeing me coming in just hang out, see what how things are going. And that's it. Just building those type of relationships with those type of individuals. I remember it, and they'll keep you, you know, and somebody usually walks in and I end up grabbing a booking before I ever leave the business.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Cause I think that's one thing that a lot of people don't think about is just driving around and maybe like popping into shops or something like that. Yeah. And you just introduce yourself and, you know, hey, if you ever need anything or whatever, you know, something like that.
Yep. That has been, it's paid off of me, like real talk. I mean, it's really paid off of me just going in and just building those type of relationships, dropping in and talking. Seeing how their things are going with their business, you know?
Right. Yeah.
You know, you always got the chambers and BNIs and things of that nature to definitely get involved with and definitely help you with some connections. But if you're not into that, hey, do the other, hit up the body shop, see how they're doing, talking to them, just make a relationship.
I just want to remind everybody too, that our hotline is open for you to call. And, you know, these great comments that I'm seeing, you guys can share them live on the show through the phone.
Yay, keyboard warriors.
Yeah, call me. Say it to my face.
I mean, I think it would be I wonder if anybody does it or has done it or whatever. It'd be kind of funny, you know, just to pop in the old car wash, you know, and just maybe accidentally drop a couple biz cards on the floor or something like that. You know, like.
another thing I've done is like, make an educational video for your clients, not for anybody else, but for your clients. Go in there, you know, whatever it may be, just give them Chris's tip of the day type stuff, send it out to them, you know, things of that nature, little small things.
Yeah. For reels or TikTok or something like that. Yeah. I mean, that's huge. I mean, even if you just pull in your own vehicle and do something, that's huge. You know,
educate yourself on getting better as a detailer, how to deal with certain things that you see.
Exactly.
You know, everybody talks shit about YouTube, but I mean, there's some helpful shit on YouTube.
Yeah, that's the good stuff. You just got to weed through the BS.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it sticks out like a sore thumb, so it's easy to see.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or here's a great idea. Just listen to the Detail Solutions podcast. As many episodes you can in 8 exactly. hours.
In a day. Just crank them out. Just hour after. I mean, you could probably get like 10 in a day, you know?
And you can double team it. You can listen to it on Spotify or Apple and listen to it on YouTube at the same time.
You could probably even get more than that because, you know, most of these, I don't know anybody who does it because I can't do it, but I know there's some people out there that do this, is they'll up the speed to like 2 times or 2.5 times. So then we sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks talking. But then they can zip through an hour podcast in like 20 or 30 minutes. And they're still hearing
it. Does it still count?
Yeah, because it's a listen.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's a listen. So, you know, yeah, you could do that.
I did say double team. That's what she said.
That's what she said, exactly. Shit. Let's jump into a commercial real quick. We're getting close.
All right.
Since we're at a pause, let's jump into a commercial. We'll be right back. Fiber has every pad you would need, including tire pads. Towels, got them. Windows, wheels, interiors, paint. The all-new Men on a Stick for hitting taller vehicles, or the new Bug Sponge for fronts. And then we have the Dragon Wash Sponge Mitt. It's perfect for the two bucket system, glides on the cars, easy, soft on the paint. Hey, don't forget, go watch us on YouTube. Check out our channel. And in the barrel blade, it's perfect for getting in between those tight wheels, calipers. We also have the Dreadknot. It's the staple of all auto fiber towels. If you're not using it to dry, you're missing out. And in the new wheel paw for getting those faces, getting in between spokes, getting the lug nuts, all those hard to reach places. So go to autofiber.com. Make sure to use the code DSP at checkout.
Hey everybody, Rennie Doyle here, founder of the Detail Mafia and Detailing Success. You know, I love quotes and this is one of my favorites. It's not enough to do your best. You must know what to do, then do your best. There's a lot more to detailing than just making paint shiny. To be successful, you need to be a well-rounded detailer, and most importantly, an entrepreneur. At Detailing Success, I really take pride in that we'll not only teach you the highest level detailing skills you need, but we'll mentor and coach you to be a profitable business owner. Our advanced 5-day training is held monthly at my hometown, in the beautiful town, I may say, of Big Bear Lake, California. If you want to learn more, email me directly at Rennie@detailingsuccess.com or visit detailingsuccess.com and ask about our special offer for our podcast listeners. Happy detailing, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time.
Wow. So
I love that last comment from Cam because he was just like, I'll write it off. Like, it's not a big deal. I'll write it off. And he's talking about nearly bankrupted him last time he called in.
and Walt, use your wife's phone if you want to call in and read the comments at the same time.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. I hopefully people aren't having this issue, you know, on a multiple times basis or whatever. You know, so hopefully when it does come around, it's a much needed, maybe even though it sucks that you're not getting the work. But it's a much needed like break from it to be able to maybe do some of these things that you don't necessarily think about, like when you get home and you're tired, you know, or you finish a day and it's like, you know, because that's one of my biggest things. Like, you know, this week's been a busy week for me. And at the end of the day, like the last thing I want to do is fill up any bottles or take home any towels to be washed or, you know, anything like that. So hopefully when these days do come about, you know, it's a much needed maybe kind of thing for you. Maybe that. Yo, what am I missing?
Walt is a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But no, you're right.
I don't know if that was true or not. I don't know if he was like fooling around or not, but Jesus Christ.
But no, you're right. So if I do and I've done everything, you know, because that's not going to take me all day to do what those things
are. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Then that's me time. Let's focus on me time. You know? So yeah. I'm big into Muay Thai. I like Muay Thai. So if I'm not doing any type of workout or training, then So yeah, that's my next thing. I mean, work on you. That's your main thing.
Yeah. I mean, it all comes down to like when we're always talking about, you know, that work life balance, you know, it just gives you that time that, you know, especially for, you know, some of the guys that, and gals or whatever that are just constantly living in their shop, you know, it gives that time to just, you know, woosah a little bit, you know.
I don't. When I plan my schedule, it's around my life. It's not about.
Yeah.
I live a very nice lifestyle. I like it. I'm happy where I'm at. So, yeah. Now it's just I work at my work works around me.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. That's how I feel. And this week these past couple of weeks, it's definitely worked around me because it's been so fucking hot outside. Like, I don't even want to go in and work.
I know. I got home from, you know, I got back from Cali like 3 o'clock Tuesday morning. And when I got up, it was nice and cool out there. I walked out here. I was like, oh my
God. Yeah. Well, that's kind of how.
No, Cali was nice. Cali was nice. I got off the airport. Yeah, it was nice and cool up there. Yeah, wasn't bad at all.
That's kind of like when we went to Seattle, how nice and cool it was. And we came back home and it was like.
Yeah, but that wasn't in the dead of summer.
I went to L.A.
Dude, it was pretty close.
Started out in L.A. and then I went up, of course, to Big Bear. And Big Bear was nice and cold, man. It was nice and great. And then came back down to L.A. all the way around. And it was a little warm, but it wasn't nothing like out here. back home. You know,
it's swamp ass season.
Yeah, 110 heat index. I'm like, man.
Yeah, dude. My car. I went in today. It was like at 111 in the car. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? What did we do to deserve this shit?
Global warming. I don't know.
Oh Jesus Christ!
It's all that hairspray from the '80s bands in the '80s. You know, just ruining the ozone layer, as they said.
Girls with the bangs.
Whatever you say, John Kerry.
Yeah. Oh, shit. We got a phone call. Hang on a second.
Lord.
You're live on the Detail Solutions Podcast.
Hello.
Hello. Jeez, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
What are you guys doing?
Well, you know what we're doing. That's why you call.
Marketing thing. Let me tell you guys how not to market.
Okay.
So all of the detailers in my area, we have a group chat. We all talk. We try to keep our prices the same, except this one guy. He hates me. So his shop is 10 miles away. Okay. The little town my shop is in has a population of 1,400 people. He hates me so much, he put up a billboard down the street from my shop.
What?
Damn. All that money on a billboard right down the shop for me.
No way. Take a picture of it. I want to see it.
Yeah.
Text.
I can't post a picture on here.
Well, text
I'll
it.
I'll put it in the group.
Yeah, put it in the group or text it to me tomorrow or whatever. You got my number.
Yeah.
He's going to go out of business spending all his money on marketing to try to beat me.
So, good Lord.
So now my goal is to see how much I can make him, how much money I can make him waste.
Exactly.
He's probably not getting people. I don't even get that many people from that little village. I get them all from where I live, which is I'm only 7 miles from the shop. But
so why does he hate you so much? Are you that $700 guy that's doing coatings for $700, or is he the $700 guy?
He does. He's the $20 wash guy, the $150 detail guy, but he's worried about
how do you get a fucking billboard?
Yeah.
What's that?
How do you get a fucking billboard?
I mean, it's a smaller one, but still.
That's like a couple grand or something.
So it gets better because he put up another billboard in front of this house in town. This house is up in like 6 different colors. There's garbage and garbage bags and trash all over around this billboard. And it looked like that before he put the billboard up. This is just not how you market.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, details don't need billboards. Get that nice little detail flag, stick it out front.
Yeah, right, exactly. the little yard sale sign.
Get the guy who goes like this or something, you know? Jeez.
I haven't had a sign outside of my shop at all. I had a little yard sale sign. We finally got ours done. It's supposed to get put up this weekend.
Nice.
Did you say yard sale sign?
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, you know, like the ones you put in the grass?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little tiny.
I thought he maybe used the yard sale sign to promote his business.
I don't know. It's small.
Yeah. I can't. It's hard to hear you because Jason keeps talking over you. He doesn't understand the concept of how conversation works.
I'm only going to take this abuse for so long, man.
I'm giving him a minute to talk.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Then when you stop, he stops. I think he just wants to talk over you. He does that to me. He's going to take his headphones off and quit.
He heard that I was bald. He's worried about my head being shinier than his.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that is pretty crazy that he took out. So what does the billboard say? I mean, is it
it's basically his logo, and he calls himself the Detail King.
Oh, okay.
So, funny story. Him and I probably 15 years ago, we used to go party. So I have this picture of him. It was cold. It was rainy. We're under a canopy. He's wrapped up in this pink blanket. And I cannot tell you how bad I want to post that and do a sponsored ad and call him the Detail Princess.
You know, he messed with the wrong detailer, man.
Yeah. That'd be pretty funny, but at the same time, like, would it be beneficial to you or would it hurt you?
No, it would burn.
Yeah.
It would burn.
Yeah.
The more he goes after me, it's just going to bring me more business.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way to do it.
And yeah. I don't want to get
Where is this guy located?
He's in Jamestown, where I am, in New York. But he's like 10 miles from my shop.
Jason's looking him up.
It's Elite Creations, but the S is spelled with a dollar sign. If you go on his Facebook page...
Oh, it's not the Detail King?
Smaller one. What's that?
It's not the Detail King?
Yeah. Let me put it in the comments. And if you look at his pictures, they're all blurry. Like, he doesn't want people to actually see it.
That's crazy.
Chris, what do you think about this, man?
I'm just saying, homeboy's gonna go broke trying to run business against
the law. And he does ads. He does U-Haul and stuff too. And this guy, I mean, he's been in business for 11, 12 years now, which is great for him. But you would think after all this time and he spends all this money, he would hire somebody to at least make his ads. Like, I really don't mean to bash another detailer, but he brought this on himself. But
right.
His ads, like, they were made with like Windows 95 clip art. Like, it just blows my mind. Like, he could blow me out of the water if he actually tried, but
right. Well, just do what Cam said. Cam said buy his website and direct it to yours.
I should. That would be so funny.
No, we don't do that. We don't do that. That's not cool. That's not cool.
Yeah, but you know what you could do, and it is totally fine, is you could market your AdWords or your SEO to like his name or whatever. So when people search it, it'll register on your AdWords or your SEO to pull up you as well.
No, I do. You just put a billboard next to his, man.
Just to irritate him.
Yeah. What, Jason?
Just put a billboard next to his.
Yeah. I just ignored it.
He has two giant ones, and he's on a main road. I actually looked into it, but they're like $3,300 a month a piece. So if I want to, I don't think I want to spend that much money just to irritate him.
No way.
That's not worth it.
Better billboard. I'll actually probably get some ROI on, aside from that.
Yeah.
He's like right in the hood.
Yeah.
He's like one of the drive-bys and everything happened in this town.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah, it's better. It's better. It's better to leave him be.
Just he's let not him. A bad guy or anything. He just, I don't know what it is. Like,
did you rub him the wrong way or something?
And I'm like, hey, congratulations on, you know, hitting 10 years and I was being all nice. And then he gets all pissy with me. He didn't like me. I don't know. I only do a car a day. It's not like I'm stealing all his work.
Damn. Yeah. What's up, Roger? How you doing, buddy? Sandoval is watching us.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh.
So I forgot Cam was in Australia, and I was going to three-way call him when I call him. And I'm really glad he made that comment because that would have sucked.
Yes, it would have. Yes, it would have.
Yeah. I wouldn't have paid no attention to that number. I would have just put it in.
You know, I'm sure if Cam really wanted to, he could call us on Messenger. I'm pretty sure it works the same way. So, or well, WhatsApp. I put WhatsApp on the phone so people could call, international people or whatever, you know. But it's all right. So, all right. What else you got, Walt?
That's it. That's all I got.
That's it.
All right. That's it.
All right. Get off my phone line.
All right.
We'll
talk to you later, Walt.
Me and Cam are going to see you soon, pal.
Yeah. MTE. You coming to MTE? Coming to MTE?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I'll be there.
All right. Good deal.
All right.
All right, Walt. Thanks for calling, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. Later, man. Yeah.
Quite a story.
A billboard. That's crazy. I wonder, Chris, have you ever done anything that big? I wonder if that stuff works, you know, like billboards, radio ads.
No, I don't. I haven't seen a need to it. I do run. So, you know, most of the towns have a city lifestyle, whatever town it is, might have that city lifestyle magazine.
Yeah.
And their target market for the people, their subscribers, is exactly what mine is. So I run that. And you know, that's only, honestly, I keep it small. That's about it. That's all I really do marketing wise. And, that's helped me tenfold, just that little magazine itself. I help them out with certain things, you know, if they need, you know, as crazy as it sounds, they'll do like a certain lifestyle magazine, like lifestyle, like working out or anything. And I'd go help them model for them, you know, whatever we're doing. At halftime, I'm out there working out. So, no, not that type of modeling.
Okay.
I will drop my OnlyFans down in.
Yeah, everybody's talking about our OnlyFans.
We'll find out Chris taking on his shirt in the background. Let's do this.
No, it's not like that, but they'll have host certain things, and I'll go help out, and it's helping other local businesses. Like we did one for one of the electric rental bike companies here locally, and things of that nature. I'll go help them out, and it helps me tenfolds with my business, you know.
All right, Chris, we're gonna need you to ride on this little bird with the shirt off and smile as you
some biker shorts.
Yeah.
Do you have like all right? So we had one of our friends on him before, and he revealed to us that he used to be a dancer, a male dancer back in his college days, and his nickname was White Chocolate.
What's up, Gray Scott?
Yeah. So do you have like a model nickname that they call you?
I can't even lie to make a good one up right now. No.
I was literally trying to say.
I wish I did. But...
Yeah. We'll come up with one. Maybe our enthusiastic listeners will come up for one with you.
Yeah. Maybe that's a contest we'll run. Give Chris Williams.
I see. I expect to see a nice big goal.
Oh, Walt Sanders, if you're still listening, we need his face photoshopped on a bulky man's body or something.
Well, Walt like said he's going to watch this in the shower, so don't make it weird, and you just made it weird.
Just made it really weird.
Oh, I love it. Fantastic. Good stuff. He said he got me. Cool beans.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, that sounds like that's what you do. Got some cancellations.
Yeah.
Work on your marketing. Work on your website, your business. Business and pages, whatever. Do what?
Keep don't bitch on Facebook. Don't bitch on Facebook. Your problems are problems.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah, I'm putting that. It's gonna go on my little board next time.
Yeah, you got enough space and letters and stuff to put that on there. That's a lot. Don't make your problems my problems.
It's a lot.
I'll put it in the acronym.
What's up, Chris?
If you're not busy, make yourself look at least look busy, you know?
Right, yeah.
Marketing, I mean, take pictures of cars, whatever, some old picture that you didn't post or something.
Yeah.
Or repost shit, that shit works.
I ain't saying lie, but at least keep you say something, the post going, you know, keep everything alive.
Yeah. And I learned something this week, just so people, if you didn't know this, if you do AdWords, Google is totally free with all their help and support on AdWords. Because I restarted my AdWords and I messed up and I put it under the put it under the wrong email address. I wanted to first I clicked it to the podcast email address. I wanted to put it to the business email address. So I called Google and they're like, it doesn't really matter. And you got a $500 credit deal that we're running right now. So like I can spend extra money this month because like once I hit $500, I get that credited back so we can do more. And the lady was telling me, she's like, you know, did you build a campaign? And I was like, you know, just kind of whatever was there, just kind of plug in, you know, kind of keywords or whatever. And she's like, well, we could help you with that. And I was like, well, how much does it cost? And she's like, no, it's all part of the service. Like it's free. It's free. And I was like, oh, okay. Can we do that then? She's like, yeah. Like, you know, so she asked me a bunch of questions. Who was I trying to target to, like what kind of stuff, like this, that, and all the whatevers. And then she goes, okay, like we'll have somebody that'll build out your campaign. They'll get with you in a couple of days, make sure it's all good. So the lady called me today and said, hey, your campaign's good to go, like ready. Like we did, you know, all the this, that's, and the others. And I was like, man, here are these people out here charging like $1,000 a month to run your AdWords and you could have Google do it for you for free. Like, why is this not promoted more?
Oh boy.
So yeah, so I mean, if you're thinking about AdWords and you're what's throwing you off is the AdWord person that's going to charge you $1,000 plus a month, and then whatever you got to put into AdWords, just go on Google. I mean, they'll set it up probably just like the AdWords click to pay people are going to set it up for you. So there's your little tidbit. Get some free AdWords. Or some free AdWords help, I should say.
Who said that? Says that he gets people trying to scam him like 3 times a day. Oh, okay.
Well,
so maybe that's one of the downsides of being free, such information is just there for everybody. Getting scammed and all that stuff.
I mean, I just think scams have gotten so bad now. I mean, dude, I'm starting to get them in text now.
Yep. Really?
Yeah, I get texts now, like for the healthcare, like, hey, this is so and so with whatever healthcare, you know, let us know if you want whatever. Target hunts is hot single moms in the area.
I get the meta scam all the time. I've gotten it 3 times so far. No, we're shutting down your business Facebook site for violating. So I'm like, yeah, whatever. Shut it down.
Really?
Jesus Christ. Yeah. No, but if you look at the link is what gives it away.
Yeah.
It'll have something stupid in the link.
So. Yeah.
And it looks like a legit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does look legit. I clicked on it one time, and I was like,
You got to change your password quick, too, if not.
Well, I mean, like, I didn't click the link. I clicked to, like, open up the email because usually I'll just, like, close them out. Like, I don't even open them or whatever. But I had opened up the email, and you're right. Like, I was reading it, and I was like, damn, this shit looks legit. But I was like, Meta's not going to – they're not reaching out like this, you know?
No.
It's not how they do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's knock out our last commercial break and then we'll start wrapping it up. We'll be right back.
If you have not yet tried Oberg's new APS soap, now is your chance to receive 15% off by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. Oberg's new all-purpose soap is perfect for all your exterior washing needs. This unique formula combines plant-based cleaning power that is effective and versatile. Whether you are mobile washing or maintaining a ceramic-coated vehicle, APS soap works quickly and rinses easily. This super concentrated formula can also be used on really tough bugs and is very effective in dirty door jams. To find out more, please visit oberkcarcare.com.
Attention detail shop owners, say goodbye to the hassle of multiple orders from all different suppliers. Car Supplies Warehouse is here to revolutionize your shopping experience. We have created a comprehensive online platform where you can find everything you need all in one place. We are constantly expanding our product range, adding new supplies, tools, and equipment. Our goal is to make Car Supplies Warehouse your ultimate one-stop shopping destination. And we don't just stop at providing top quality products. We understand that knowledge is crucial for running a successful business. This is why we offer over 100 online videos specifically tailored to educate and empower businesses like yours. So grow your skills and run a successful business with our online training courses. We take our commitment to education even further by providing in-person training classes. Our expert instructors will guide you through hands-on sessions, sharing their wealth of knowledge and helping you take your shop to new heights. We also have an awesome discount program that ties everything together really nice. Enjoy exclusive benefits and saving as a Car Supplies Warehouse member. Join DetailWise Pro under the Save and Learn tab on our website, carsupplieswarehouse.com, and experience the advantages firsthand. And for a limited time only, we are offering a special deal just for Detail Solutions podcast listeners. Sign up for DetailWise Pro using code PRO30, and you're going to enjoy 30 days of free access and free discounts. There's no obligation. You can cancel anytime. So come discover what you've been missing.
Ooh. Cam, that's because he has better microphones than we do, so it picks up the volume. Yeah. Yeah. We need some Shure mics. I got nothing else, guys. I don't know if you got anything else.
I appreciate you coming on.
Jason's big complaint is just don't go on Facebook and bitch about your customers canceling.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that simple. I mean, I was just trying to egg people on to come watch the episode. That was all.
Yeah.
Stirring the pot. I mean, you could
do what I'd done and go out and get a part-time job so that way when you have a cancellation at the shop, you can go and pester detailers for trying out your product.
Oh, I'm like, what are you talking about, part-time job? About to say, you got a Model 2, man?
No. No, not yet. Things haven't gotten that bad yet.
I ain't going to live that down, am I, Jason?
That's going to stay in my pocket forever, man. Yep. And I'm telling you, our listeners are going to make a nickname for you.
I should go grab the magazine and show you.
Yeah.
Should have. Oh, man. Yeah. I appreciate you jumping on and doing this, Chris, man.
Man, it was a pleasure,
thanks,
you know.
Thanks for bailing us out in our crunch time. We'll have Tom from Buff Bright on next week. That one should be a fun one. Mm-hmm. He's a pretty good dude. That's it, man. I don't have anything else. I guess we can just we could drag it out for 6 minutes, or we can just cut it.
Are you a rotary guy or are you a DA kind of guy?
Yeah, I'm a forced action. Yeah,
forced action rotation. All right.
Yeah.
So do you think that detailers who don't use rotaries, do you think they're less professional than detailers who do use rotaries?
No, because, the rotary is something to learn, and it takes a skill set. You got to burn. You're going to get on there, you're going to burn. You got to learn it. You got to learn what that machine
is. Burn today.
And then once you do learn it, you'll have a huge appreciation for it, and you will always keep that in your toolbox forever. I got mine out there. It's in the van. It's always ready just in case. Free spins or anything like that. I mean, they have their places, you know, but me, that's why I go with just the force rotation. I got the best of both worlds kind of. So I like it, but I always keep it in my toolbox. That way, it's there. I know when if I want to cut something and get done, hey, I'm going to get the monster out.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Cam said that. That's what you're thinking about. I don't know, man. So I know why you asked that question, because there's been a lot of...
I was just asking it just to kill a little bit of time.
There's a lot of, like, rotary talk going on these days and whatnot. Listen... Here's the way I feel about it. You know, I don't think I need a rotary. In fact, I've got one sitting on the shelf collecting dust because I just, I'm not doing cars that need rotary, mm-hmm. right? So does that make me any less more professional because I'm doing more newer cars or better cared for cars that I can do it with a DA? No, but according to Facebook, you know.
No. And let me make sure, make that very clear, is that like the vehicle paints, most of the time I'm bringing out that rotary, it's either I'm on metal or I'm on a hot rod that's been repainted and I know how much clear is on there, you know.
Right.
Those type of things like that I'm doing some sanding work. My good friend Daniel Gill, usually that's where I, you know, I've helped him out on a couple jobs, and that's where I got my hands on the rotaries and really went to work. I'm by no means am I down in either. Everything has its place.
And I'm not saying that you were, but I mean that's kind of the thing these days or whatever. And Facebook is, you know, it's like, oh, if you don't use the rotary, you're not a real man, you know. Well, but the cars I'm doing don't need it. And why am I going to put a rotary on it and potentially burn more paint, you know, off
because of testosterone?
Exactly. So, I've used
a polisher that literally will burn through your skin if you set it on you. But that's what I like. That's what I was used to. That's I know how what I can do and what I can't do with that machine. So that's what I did.
Yeah.
I mean, everything has this, but also I got a Mark III in there. I mean, I do. I got it. It's in there, you know, 15 throw. So why? Because there's certain paints that just finish out really nice just using that.
Yeah.
Pad and my polish combo, and I get what I want. Boom. It just finishes out a little nicer. And I've ran into that with old school rides. I went and grabbed it instead of anything else because it was just finishing out a lot better. So,
yeah,
I mean, there's tools of the trade that you need, you know?
Yeah. And I'm not saying that you don't need to have one. I mean, like I said, that's why I have one. I mean, there was a car a few years back that, you know, I ended up having to borrow a rotary to do because it was kind of that hammered. You know, so I was like, well, let me just go buy one for the next time. And it's been sitting on that shelf collecting dust, never been used. It's basically a brand new Rupus, you know, rotary. But again, you know, like you said, it's there if I need it, you know, break glass in case of emergency.
Exactly.
You know, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I feel I can do with the DA the same as I can do with the rotary. Now, granted, I'm not doing like heavy sanding removal or hot rod type stuff or things like that. But if I'm going to do it, you know, on a newer OEM style type, you know, painted car or something like that, that maybe needs the rotary, I feel like I could do it with the DA and do it a little bit safer. It might take me a little bit longer, maybe a couple extra passes or something like that. But I feel like me personally, it's safer than maybe burning an edge or something like that.
I'm not running up to no Tesla with a rotary, by no means. I'm not going to do that. I'm just, but do I have it? Yeah. Do I use it? Yeah. You know, there's certain times I break it out, you know, like you said, and break in case of an emergency and grab it and go to town. But
yeah. I think everybody should learn at least how to use it.
Yes, exactly. I 100% agree with that, because once you see and once you understand, learning is learning, as long as it ain't on my client's car.
What do you call a cow with no legs? Jason. Cam wants to know. He's telling you a joke.
Moo.
I don't know. We gotta wait for
Cam. Now we gotta wait for the punchline.
Ground beef.
That was clever. That was clever, Cam.
Jesus. All right, guys. Chris, again, man, appreciate it. Thanks for jumping on last minute, man.
Thank you, guys, and thank y'all for coming out for Air Force One, hanging out with us.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate that. was cool to hang out with.
Hopefully we'll be back next year. I mean, we've been invited, so I don't see why we wouldn't.
Either way.
Yeah.
Y'all coming to SEMA too, right?
I think. Yeah. We'll be at SEMA.
Good. Hopefully. I'll see you later.
I keep looking at flights. I'm like, fuck, can we afford this now? I thought we had enough money to. But no, we'll be there. So, yeah. All right, man. Well, we'll see you later.
Have a good night.
And we'll chat at you soon.
All right. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, man. Bye. So there you go, man. What to do in case of a client cancels or inclement weather. Did you feel you got the answers you wanted?
It wasn't the answers. It was just
on Facebook.
I mean, it's a little bit of both, to be honest. I mean, it's like, do something better with your time. Do something more productive.
Yeah. Did you just change the background?
Yeah, it was black for some reason. Was it black the whole time?
I don't know. Honestly, I wasn't even paying attention. I have to go back
until I was like, dude, it's black right now.
Yeah.
There was no background to our background.
It was just black.
I think it was. Now I gotta go rewind and rewatch this on Facebook. Oh man.
All right. Well, please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button anywhere that you're listening to us, anywhere that you're following us, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. We never shout out the Instagram. We should probably do that. What is it? Detail Solutions Podcast?
We're doing pretty good on Instagram, actually.
Are we?
Mm-hmm.
I don't pay attention. I go back and forth between that, Aquatech, and my personal one and my business one because I get messages on all of them, it seems like. Mm-hmm. So, but I never go and like actually look at the followers or whatever for the podcast one. What's a cow in an earthquake called?
What?
What's a cow in an earthquake called? Last one, Corey Taylor. Come on, man. Drop the punchline so we can end this. Milkshake. All right. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. You have a good day, night, week, whatever you're listening to this. We appreciate it.